It's been 6 months since Hamas attacked Israel, and Israel began its military response in Gaza. And this half a year has been the deadliest violence in Israeli-Palestinian history.
On October 7th, 1,200 people were killed, according to the Israeli government. Since then, more than 33,000 people in Gaza have been killed, according to health authorities there. Now, ceasefire talks seem to be advancing in Egypt, but despite increased pressure from the U.S., the on and off again negotiations have failed to bring a new pause in fighting and a hostage exchange deal. But that pressure may be making other inroads.
For more on this, we go now to NPR's Carrie Kahn in Tel Aviv. Carrie, over the weekend, Israel withdrew a significant number of troops from Gaza and allowed in a large boost of humanitarian aid. Tell us more about that.
Yes, they did. Israel did pull out significant forces out of the southern city of Khan Yunis, and this is where the most intense fighting has been for the last 4 months. They'd left just a fraction of soldiers in Gaza when you compare that to the beginning of the war. And in the past 24 hours, Gaza health officials reported 38 people were killed. That's one of the lowest daily death tolls so far. You know, but of course, as Leila said, the death toll is staggering. More than 33,000 people have been killed in Gaza in the past 6 months. And as you said, there's also a significant increase in the number of aid trucks allowed into Gaza to about 300 yesterday. All this after President Biden, you know, publicly called on Israel to do more to lessen the suffering in Gaza. But yesterday, several Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, again stated their goal of this complete elimination of Hamas and all of Gaza, and including the southern city of Rafah, where more than half of Gaza's displaced population is now living just in deplorable conditions with very little food.
What did Palestinians in Gaza make of this troop withdrawdown?
Well, some people were trying to return to homes in Khan Yunis where the Israeli troops have left, but it's just unclear if there are homes to return to and if there's any infrastructure there, and of course, if it's safe. NPR's producer, Anas Baba, was out talking with people on the six-month mark of the war. He met Nidal Mohammed. He's a father of three, lives in this sprawling tent camp in Rafah. He was trying to negotiate with vegetable vendors on the street for food and had only about the equivalent of $13 to do that.
لا مش خايفين يعني الواحد بطل تفرق معاه الموت اريح من العيشه اللي احنا عايشينها هذه.
Anas Baba asked him if he was afraid of Israel's threatened invasion of Rafah, and he said, no, one gets to a point where death no longer matters and seems more comfortable than this life we are living.
Wow, that's rough to hear. What about Israelis? I mean, how are they feeling about the six-month mark of the war?
Israelis have become more outspoken and divided about the war, especially after the united response after Hamas's brutal attack on October 7th, which Israel says killed 1,200 people. Polls show most Israelis want Netanyahu gone. They blame him for the original security breaches that allowed for the attack, and they're just livid that about 100 hostages remain in Gaza. At a very large protest over the weekend, Avishai Galyam said he is fed up with Netanyahu. He says has no plan for Gaza, even if he could eliminate Hamas.
This government is not able to even discuss what that replacement is going to be. Any solution has to be led by capable people, by good leaders, which we don't have.
Many protesters are just demanding new elections right away.
That's NPR's Carrie Kahn in Tel Aviv. Carrie, thanks.
You're welcome.